you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Amy Nicholson and Wade Major. This week, we turn our attention to what you can see at home, beginning with the new comedy Banana Split, starring Hannah Marks and Dylan Sprouse. Benjamin Kosulke is the director. Amy?
This movie is just fantastic. It's a high school love triangle between two girls and one guy, but it's really about the two girls and their friendship as they navigate the fact that they're both in love with the same guy. The real key here is the writer and star, Hannah Marks. She's only 26. She's incredibly talented and charismatic. She's just smart, and she's really a person to watch. Absolutely watch Banana Split.
Wade?
I agree completely. Hannah Marks is a tremendous talent. This is not a film from my generation, but it's a film that I related to. And the fact that she named her movie after a 1979 Euro pop hit that I'm particularly fond of, I think shows a depth and a breadth of talent and awareness that really transcends her age.
Banana Split is rated R. The comedy is available on multiple video-on-demand platforms. Wade, let's talk about the Criterion Channel, because there's all kinds of great stuff available there.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Movies from all over the world, from every era. It's extraordinary. My favorite series lately has been a curated film series called Film Plays Itself, which includes everything from Busby Berkeley's Footlight Parade to Billy Wilder's Sunset Boulevard to William Greaves' Symbiose Psychotaxiplasm Part 1, Day for Night by Truffaut, Vincent Minnelli's The Bad and the Beautiful, and 2 Weeks in Another Town, both of which star Kirk Douglas. It's just an absolute delight.
And don't forget, one of my favorites, Charlie Kaufman, Spike Jonze adaptation, is also part of that Film Plays Itself. Also, Amy, you found just an abundance of silent film riches on YouTube.
I have. A lot of the great silent films are in public domain, and a lot of them are streaming for free on YouTube. I will say I have marathoned 4 Mary Pickford movies this week. And, you know, I always think I know Mary Pickford, you know, stuffy powerhouse, like stuffy on film, powerhouse in person. But I was surprised by how dynamic these films were when I went back and watched them and how much more I think she actually really is saying in them about women that I hadn't really caught on. But really, if you're trying to hook a person on silent films this week, if you're like, oh, you're stuck at home, you're going to watch silent films with me, you really can't do better than 2 that are free on YouTube right now, which is Chaplin's The Gold Rush and F.W. Murnau's Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans. They are irresistible. If you haven't seen them, they're really the apex of what silent film was about to offer and really established as the blockbuster film before sound came and cameras stopped moving again.
All these great silent films are available on YouTube in public domain. Thanks to our Film Week critics, Amy Nicholson and Wade Major. For all of us at Film Week, we invite you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.